Alright,
Wakanda forever!
Welcome to the Lit, the Loud, and the Lazy podcast. This is episode 2. I am your host, Big Daddy Al, with my co-host,
Fat Moses, you already know, and Bush Boy.
Bush Boy!
Man, Bush y'all boy. Niggas don't ever let me just like say my name or nothing.
Because you gonna say Prince.
I'm gonna say Prince.
But nah, Bush Boy is better.
Yeah, Bush no, Boy's Prince is better.
Bush boy is way better.
Nah, Prince. Bro, I'm the artist formerly known. I'm reincarnation.
You're not creative. You can't what take
you
his name.
The hell creative.
You barely dance.
I don't
and you
dance.
You can't dance, either.
Everybody from Somerset can't dance. Can't
That's dance not true at all. Have you seen Tony dance? Hey,
anybody but Toya.
Hey, she kill that shit.
Anybody but Toya.
And I live in Miami.
I still haven't seen Toya dance, so I can't really.
All the Somerset kids that live in Broward can't dance.
That's safe to say.
Okay, I'm not gonna agree with that, but I agree with that.
Okay. All right, so we want to start off this podcast by sending our condolences to everybody that was affected by the shootings in Texas. We are relatively close to Stoneman Douglas, and we know that things like this are serious, and
it affects the whole community.
Basically affects the whole community, yeah.
Okay, and we just wanna let y'all know that we're thinking about y'all.
And parents, keep your kid, your white kids away from the gun safe.
Really?
Yes, it's always white kids. It's always white kids.
Typically.
Is mostly white kids. 99.9%.
I wouldn't say that high, but like in the high 90s. Definitely.
Yeah, mostly white kids.
Mostly. Almost always. Except for Virginia Tech.
No. Yeah, say our kids to a black school. Predominantly black.
I don't think they're not going to get no issue. So it's either you get shot or you get an actual education.
And I prefer, you know, not getting shot. So predominantly black schools.
Yeah,
black
kids get shot. That shit just hurts.
Huh?
Black kids are worse than white kids.
Nah, the black people just show you the strap.
What's worse, getting beat up or getting shot?
I'd rather send your
white child to a black school.
No.
The West got black kids?
All the black kids? Families out there, if you have a child, send it to a predominantly black school, is leave the white kids where they at, all right?
Don't do that.
Or do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Or homeschool the motherfuckers.
Or do that. Yeah. Anyway.
Stop the school zones.
All right, so let's start this off by talking.
You ever just be driving and then a school zone pops up and it be like
they forewarn you, nigga.
Bro, it be 15 miles. There's no kids. They're not. There's no kids walking around. There's not even kids.
Hold on. Do y'all follow school zones on days y'all know there's no school?
No, I don't follow school zones when there's
students. You're right.
If there's no one in front of me, skirt.
He's pretending to drive a car.
I do that,
it's funny because his car got no engine.
You do that in general.
His car's silent and shit, got no engine, so I don't
what
even...
Who car is silent?
Yours, nigga.
My car is not silent.
Yo.
Mine is loud enough.
Your car sound like a bike.
A Hyundai
Sonata. What?
Your car sound like a bike.
I don't know. I can't be disrespectful because I don't know if you mean like a pedal bike or a motorcycle.
Like a bike with a can.
What? What bike have you seen with a can?
You know what niggas used to think they had motorcycles?
No.
You used to put the can on the...
Or the card?
You ain't... You ain't put a can on your shit?
No.
Oh, you ain't really from the hood, bro. You ain't really from the hood if you ain't put a can on your bike.
You know an old can of when a sweet corn was in, you know?
You ain't put a can in the bike?
Nah.
Wow. Everybody. What's wrong with y'all?
They give me that noise.
Wow. Y'all never put a can in your bike wheel?
That's some nigger shit.
Yes, that is some nigger shit. And it was fun.
Yeah, you said it like a racist, bro.
Yeah.
That's the point.
You said it like a racist, bro.
I can say that because I'm black.
He's African.
As fuck.
And you say it because he's African.
Nigerian.
Nah, because if I'm African and I'm saying that, that's disrespectful and racist. If I'm black and I'm saying it, and it's just, you know... Huh?
I don't think there's a difference.
Hey, wait. Now, because the hype of Black Panther, right?
We need to do a poll on this whole can shit, because I'm pretty sure there was a lot of people that didn't do it.
Did you have a bike growing up?
I did.
Did you use it?
Sometimes.
No, that's why.
I barely
bike
use
is
it.
Like, bike was our means of transportation, and we were stealing bikes?
For y'all.
Exactly.
For y'all, not for me.
Yeah, that's all we had.
You need to steal some mice. Now I need a bite.
Nigga, you big and bald. You could go buy one.
Why the fuck would I buy one when I could steal one?
Because you're too old to be stealing.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people in Walmart did not even buy their bikes.
Yeah, we all stole from each other.
Yeah, and rode it with each other. So I'll steal that nigga bike and ride it with him.
You're talking like he paid for his skateboard.
And that's that's neither here or there. It's neither here or there. All right, so what did y'all do this weekend? How'd y'all weekend go?
I just worked. Pick those strippers, get tipped out, slapping ass. That's still funny.
You sure you want to say slapping ass in front of your girlfriend?
I'm saying.
She know I slap ass to get tips.
They tip you for slapping their ass?
No, it's just a friendly conversation. Hey.
No. And then tip me out. Where the fuck slapping ass you come from? You might as well
do a little flick with the nipple.
Little flick? Nah.
You should, to be honest. Nah. Especially if they walk around naked. Nah. Those strippers walk around naked?
They do walk around
okay,
naked.
Okay, cool. Because they don't have a pole. So they don't walk around
They have a pole. They have a pole.
They don't have a real pole.
They have a pole.
They don't have a real pole.
They got a bathroom.
A stage.
It's like a table.
The building is not even 10
feet. It's legit, the bar.
I'm just like, you know what I'm saying?
The VIP is not VIP. Just say
this is elevated.
Wait, hold on. Tell them where you work, bro.
Let's try to come visit you, feel me? They could make sure that they know what they see. I don't want nobody to visit me.
Okay.
I don't want nobody, you know.
You see him.
Yeah,
hey, y'all got a back room?
For
private dances and shit?
No, they building that though.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, the building about to be dope. The girls prostitute. We don't prostitute.
In there.
The girls prostitute, but not in there.
Security don't be prostituting?
Prostitute. What you mean prostitute?
Don't be like, hey, yo, you look sort of handsome,
pimping
fam.
Pimping them out.
Nah, like, the security. Don't be pimping y'all out? What? Hey, my nigga, you trying to fuck something real quick?
Wow.
No.
They don't do that?
No.
You'll be down?
No. Hell no.
You'll be down, bro?
Hell no.
You'll not be down, real. The fuck?
Hey, I'll give you $300, bro. Just go fuck this chick real quick.
No.
I'll give you $700, go fuck this nigga real quick.
What?
I'll give you $700.
What? $700, go. No, go. Hell no.
Real quick.
Hell
quick.
No. All right.
So you can ask a question. What about you, Al?
I hate security. I got my security license for no reason. Yeah, I would never do that shit.
Wait, your job, you deal with kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you probably see a lot of single moms, right? Or a good amount of single moms. Has any of them ever tried to get them on to you? You gotta think about it. So that's
you shut it down early.
That's a yes.
You shut it down early, bro. You shut it down early.
So you know, Cougars out here shooting a shot, and my dog out here blocking them like Mutombo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He has 2 years to get married.
Yeah, 2 years.
God, you're not even living together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got 2 years
to get married.
You know, when she come down, you might as well, you know, she might as well move in over here.
No.
Get it started, get a jump start.
Nope.
You got 2 years,
I'm pretty sure
your
dad
was long enough. No, he don't. My dad don't even want the children he has.
That's you.
My dad ain't want us. dad ain't want us at all. What about you, Prince? What you did this weekend?
We went
speaking to the mic, nigga. Like,
fuck the mic.
Okay.
Like, come closer.
We went to CJ. Next week is gonna be Big Daddy Al, Shaq, and a nigga named CJ.
I bet you didn't say Fat Moses.
Fat Moses and a nigga named CJ.
Okay. Dread Moses. Alright, yeah.
Hey, this that name would fit perfect for CJ because he got the dreads. And
don't let him hear it. He's gonna rob you and shit. He could be Dread Christ too.
Wow. Little Black Jesus.
Nah, Black Jesus ain't the same.
No, Black Jesus,
Black Jesus is Black definitely Jesus, the show.
Did he have a dress? Or he had,
yeah, he had dreads.
He had dreads?
We could just look that shit up. What you ask Siri? Siri! Hey, Siri!
Okay, no, just nigga, tell me about your weekend.
This weekend, you know, it was our friend's birthday, so we went to this little escape room with her. She threw a little 90s party.
Shout out to Rashonda, yo.
Yo.
For what? What you shouted her out for?
Nah, I'm just
saying.
You
didn't even go. I ain't going to say it. That's why I gave her a shout out because I ain't going.
Okay. All right.
Were you invited?
Yeah, I was invited.
Hello.
Hello.
Invited too.
You was all invited. But I had to work, so you know.
Yeah. Hello.
But if I can't go, she can't go.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
That's not true at all.
We a package.
No, you're not.
We really are a package,
though. Not.
You're a package.
She's been plenty of places without you.
Yeah, but you know, that's like when she was fake as fuck.
Colombians?
Yeah, it was.
But that's because he had to go to work, and guess what? I had to go flat tire that same night.
That same fucking night. Prince came to help me out. Shout out to Prince.
I didn't.
No, ye.
Sleep. Okay, nigga, keep going.
Oh. Also, my cousin graduated on Sunday. Good job, Tutu. He about to go play for Akron. Let's get... Who cares?
His name is Tutu.
Akron.
No, his name is Tutu.
Akron.
Akron.
Well,
his name is Tutu. Akron. Ohio.
Akron.
Do you know the only two good things in Ohio?
I'm going to shut him off before you even say
there's only two good things about Ohio.
LeBron and the Cavs.
Hell no.
I'm not going to say the Cavs.
LeBron is ass.
LeBron and
Cuddy.
Kid Cuddy?
Yeah.
He's from Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay. Cleveland is the reason.
Okay.
But the Cavs ass is fucked. All right, cool. We're just throwing it out there. The
Cavs not ass.
This year, they changed their team twice and still getting muddied by trash teams.
It's 2-2. And they playing right now.
I'm not talking about right now.
They playing right now. Why don't you just turn on
when they were playing the Pacers.
Yeah, but they won.
Who the Pacers had?
Oladipo.
That's it.
Oladipo had the power of Bria Miles.
You was talking. That was in the right team.
Oladipo had the power of Bria Miles. If you fucking Bria Miles, you're going to drop 42.
But look. Oladipo alone got a couple games over the Cavs.
I'm about to say. Yeah. Talking about that. So, because I said this shit.
I'm going to just let that be.
That is your fault.
The Cavs ass.
Alright, so speaking of ass, we also got to see Deadpool. It was not ass at all, but that was a cool little segue.
I thought she was hella going to talk about some bitch's fat ass.
Some bitch's fat ass?
Yeah.
Cash dollar fat ass.
Okay. See? That's what you segue into when you talk about. If a nigga listen to this and they hear ass, we think...
We all know ass ain't real. We don't. A lot of these girls ass ain't real.
I don't know that about her.
You know, girls say the income checks about that, to get their bodies done, right?
I don't know nothing about that.
What? That is ridiculous. They don't they got kids?
That's what they use it for. All
they
kids.
Damn, they have kids so they
can. They have kids so they can do their bodies.
Why you think you want to claim other people's kids?
She's here with us. This is Shax. You want to introduce her? Fat Moses?
She's a special guest today.
There we go.
Free Band Mika, you know, that's my girlfriend. So, the girl that played Domino, you know her name? Nobody know her name? Cause I don't really know
her name. I'm calling Zaddy. Her Van, bro.
Nah, it's like Zaddy Beats or something.
What? Right. That's her name?
Something Beats.
I'm about to check this shit.
I like her better in Deadpool than Atlanta. Even though Atlanta, she was kind of funny here and there, but Deadpool, her skills were making her more funny.
I think she was funny in Deadpool. She was probably
my favorite. Oh my gosh. Part. Her name is Zazie Beetz.
Oh, Zazie Beetz? Okay, yeah.
That's a lit ass name.
That is a lit ass name.
Yeah. So,
Man, she could hella been a producer.
And. I think her last name is Beetz, like the
B E E T Z.
Like the. What is that? A fruit? No, a vegetable.
Yeah, a vegetable.
Yeah.
B E E T Z.
Yeah,
low
key.
Could have been.
Yeah, to be honest, she was probably my favorite part of the movie. I'm not gonna lie, but I like her in Atlanta. When she has her own episode, she's sort of cool.
Yeah, like her own episode is cool, it's funny, but in Deadpool, I think
she got a nut coming out her mouth.
Okay,
that was an African thing.
She German.
That could be a German thing.
German American.
Yeah, a German thing. It's funny she was German American in Atlanta too. That was funny.
I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, that seemed real for. But look, that's what I'm saying, right? So, the only reason her role was so funny in Deadpool is because Deadpool was trying her ability the whole time. Like, I think that's why she got such a great...
I think it was lit. I'm happy they didn't kill her.
I'm happy.
Everybody else was useless. Terry Crews, I would have liked to see him a little bit more, but...
I wouldn't. Nah.
Yeah, I would have liked to see
him. I felt like he would have been funny in the movie.
If
he
Invisible Man.
If Terry Crews ain't broke or gay, he's not funny.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So Terry Crews dancing ain't funny?
He was probably...
He was good in the movie White Girls and I... I mean, White Chicks and I said...
That's what he said. If he not exactly. gay...
He was gay in that movie.
He was essentially gay.
He was pretty much gay.
I didn't even remember the movie. I didn't watch the movie.
Yeah, he put the dude.
And in Friday, he was gay.
Oh, yeah. He was hella gay. He was a prisoner. He came from prison. Are you really gay if you was in prison? You do some gay shit, but you're not really.
But he's
gay.
Out of prison.
You got, so? Wait, you got out of prison. You got the option to beat your dick. I'm sorry. I'm going to beat my dick.
I think
not as no
guys. I feel like don't have an option.
You don't beat your dick now. You be slapping ass.
I feel like you would just get pinned down and just get
fucked. Who will get? I'm gonna shit myself and they nasty for doing it after that.
They're gonna keep death lubrication to them.
Okay, and I'm gonna fight them. I'm gonna fight. I'm fighting for my life. Wait. I'm shitting myself and I'm fighting for my life afterwards. I'm gonna walk around in the yard with shitty pants. I'm gonna walk around with shitty pants. It faded everybody because I ain't letting you touch your ass. You know,
so what about
that's what she did.
So what about the dude, the little jit, fire hands, fire fist?
Fire fist? He was played because of the accent and it was and everything. Everything he did was funny.
He was a little bit annoying.
Everything he did was funny.
Yeah. Yo, what was the really shank was hilarious.
The shank was hilarious.
Yo, they let that shitty shank run the whole movie. He let that shitty shank.
What was really fucked up is he was fat for like the whole movie.
Until he was in the future.
In the future, he was dumb skinny. That was funny shit. Y'all not gonna mention
it. Yeah, looking like a World of Warcraft character. With a fucking shit.
Like he was doing
hand.
The juggernaut workout. That was dumb loud.
Yeah, it Rinto was loud, but it's cool.
She got the babies, bro. Alright, so did y'all feel a way that the first movie was all about the relationship with him and his girl, and in the first 10 movies they killed her off in the second?
First 10 seconds.
But the
first
movie 10 minutes. Was technically still about her.
It wasn't. They killed her in 10 minutes.
But that's every hero movie.
That's not every hero movie.
Every hero
movie. But then she said that his heart was something.
His heart wasn't in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I gotta,
so he was trying to figure out the whole time.
I got an even better question. Did y'all care at all that they, for the Avenger movies, right? Guardians of the Galaxy. They took 2 whole movies to build up Gamora. And in like 20 minutes in Avengers, they just killed her and just like made her irrelevant.
That wasn't even 20 minutes.
It was
15. It was like an hour. It was like halfway through the movie.
It doesn't matter. They just murked her.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't feel a way about that?
No. No. What you mean Avengers? There's only guys. She sacrificed her though.
Bruh, that's trash. They were killing the black people.
I'm dead.
Was she really black?
She was, she was
but funny. We know she black.
Yeah, she a badass too. Oh my God, I love Zoe Saldana.
And they killed her. They murked her. They murked the girl you love.
That happens.
Bro, Ben knew he was gonna. Once they said soul for a soul, that bitch dead.
Yeah, but that was still we ain't.
She probably gonna come back to life. It don't matter.
She was the only one that knew where it was, anyways. So
and the little robot chick.
She didn't know.
I thought that's what she did.
Transformers, robots. Man. You thought I was gonna say something useful?
She just her sister just knew that it wasn't destroyed.
Safe.
Alright, so y'all got any plans for Memorial Day this weekend?
Cooking food. All type of Garcia sausages, burgers, and the beach. Beach is not red. And baptizing bitches with Hennessy.
Oh, you know, I should check all
the bitch you baptizing with
Uh-huh. And it don't matter how many times you shout her out well if you're going to say dumb shit like that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the love, you know, bumpers be out there baptizing bitches with Hennessy. Yeah, Fat Moses out there baptizing bitches with Hennessy.
Have fun with that.
At South Beach, all right?
What about you, Prince? What you got planned for this weekend?
I'm sitting at home doing fucking nothing but play video games.
What's the usual? How does a usual weekend in Miami go on Memorial Day weekend?
The beach be filled with shit. The beach be filled with shit.
I think it's the blackest weekend in Miami.
Oh, no, I lied. We are usually here.
Yeah, I'm almost always here. Mm-hmm. I think it's the blackest weekend in Miami.
I told Shaq, let's do what we did 2 years ago.
What did y'all do 2 years ago?
I was there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What did we do?
Just one person.
Two people.
Well, two. Well, I told CJ to invite Yaz.
That was
don't even listen on that. You told CJ? CJ. Hey, Eddie.
He acted the same way.
That's funny. Anyway, yeah, I don't even think they live here no more, but that's funny. But all right, what did we do 2 years ago?
Went to the beach.
Got drunk.
Danced with a whole bunch of random motherfuckers.
Hello.
And, you know, went home with our significant others at the time.
We went to IHOP? Oh, yeah, we did go to IHOP.
I never went to IHOP.
That shit was good. I forgot about that. I'm going to be in Northport living life. You know what I'm saying? On the edge.
You ain't living there. You're going to be with a town full of white folks. Hoping that shit don't get shot up either.
Only black people. It's not going to get shot up. I got a couple friends that graduated college and they're throwing college parties. So I'm going up there and to see my mom's. So it's been a little bit.
That's cute.
A little bit. You know, I try. You know, I try out here. All right. So we're doing questions today. And I'm happy Mika is here so we can get a woman's perspective on these questions. Since two out of three of the hosts here are in relationships and Prince got hoes.
Who got hoes?
You do.
I got hoes in my jeans.
Yeah, you do. But you got hoes.
I thought you were saying hoes in his drawers.
I was like, nah. See, I was going to say, I'm like, nah, that's a dirty.
You take your ass to Walmart, man.
All right, so since Memorial Day is coming up and we know people love to come down to Miami for Memorial Day.
Just make sure it's not like spring break.
Please make sure it's not a spring break.
I think it's going
to
be exactly.
All y'all out of town to stay ass where you at.
Hey, last week we talked about Florida Man and how y'all talk so much shit about Florida. And this week we're going to see all y'all come down, even though last week y'all talking so much smack about us. But it's okay.
We're going to make sure Florida Man out there.
We're going to make sure y'all get caught by them alligators or by that little tattooed face motherfucker that was sucking niggas' toes or whatever he was doing at the park.
What?
Y'all ain't see that?
Sucking niggas' toes?
He wasn't sucking toes. He was
clipping toenails?
No, you say something about babies. I think he said he eat babies or some shit like that.
He did something.
He was at a playground saying, "I eat babies," I think.
I thought he was doing something.
I'm pretty sure he got arrested.
Yeah, he did. That's how I saw the mugshot. That's how we know. But I wanted to ask y'all, would y'all let y'all girl go on a girl's trip? And for Mika, would you let your man go on a man trip for Memorial Day weekend? If we didn't live here, friends. Would y'all let them? Yeah, with
their whole friends. Check out Juve with y'all. Even though
why we the whole friends? We not the whole friends.
We're not the whole friends at all. That's offensive. Two.
That's disrespectful. I'm celibate.
Two.
Look at him.
Two.
He's like,
shh.
Two.
Yeah, right.
Two.
Yeah, you got to throw me on the bus. I don't know he's friends.
No. No.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that was when y'all was new. So now, we're asking now that you...
I say yes, he is.
Yeah, me and Prince are your chill friends.
Legit.
Yeah.
Really?
My teeth are beginning to fight at rooftop.
That's okay. That fight wasn't even meant for him.
It don't matter. You know that's the hole in the click. You get into a fight at rooftop. I've never seen a picture of a nigga at rooftop.
I swear, you just start saying shit.
I've never seen a picture of a nigga at rooftop and that's nigga fighting. What the hell? So, what's up? Would you let Mika go on a trip? And would you let Shaq go on a trip?
With her whole friends?
And she's not pregnant. She's fully.
Who's my whole friend?
All your friends.
Really? Ooh.
Not.
Well, only one.
All your friends.
We're not going to mention no names.
Yeah, we're not going to mention no names.
It's about two.
You have whole friends.
Two.
What two?
We're not going to talk about it.
You let her go to Cabo with her old friends for Memorial Day?
Nah, can you know Mika knows.
In Miami, we live here.
What the fuck is Cabo?
Cabo is in Mexico.
Mika knows what she loses, so you know, she ain't going to do nothing dumb, so I'll let her go.
I should be saying that about you.
Yeah, but your friends are more hoish than my friends. And it's girls, so it make it worse. It make it easier.
Yeah, we saw Girls Trip.
You watch that shit?
I have a girlfriend.
Like, I watched it too. And my mom wanted to watch it too.
Y'all like suck.
Your mom ain't want to watch it?
His mom African. I don't think they'd be on that wave.
Yo, she would probably learn a great food trick.
My mom dumbest shit. My mom will sit there and watch like their Chinese movies and not pay attention to
the international movies.
She just sits on whatever is there. She'll like be half watching it.
Oh, she lets the TV watch her. That's what it is.
Yeah, essentially.
That's legit me.
All right, so Prince, what about you? If you had a significant other, one of your babies say, "Hey, Prince, I'm going to Los Angeles for the weekend." Mm-hmm. You down with it?
I'd just be like, "Don't cash nothing." That's it. Okay. Same thing with him. Same as him. Like, she know what she loses. Just don't cash nothing. Because, you know, if I catch something, someone's ass going to get
I'm not
going
to lie. That whole she know what she losing shit, that's not going to fly with a lot of y'all. They could have cared less.
Females really like the single life, though.
That's what I'm saying. She know what she losing can only go so far.
Yeah.
I can see she's married.
Then if she don't care about me, then why the fuck are we in the relationship? I'm over here spending my time, money, and all that shit. So
hey, if your girl cheats on you on a trip, you're gonna get more hoes afterwards. So just try to sit the game and keep it pushing.
If you believe that. I feel like the worst part is that when...
Does Tiana even have whole friends?
Tiana has...
Yes.
Whole friends. Yes.
I believe everyone
has... I don't know if she's...
Fritz.
I don't know if their friends are still hoes.
Fritz, you know.
Nah, they might... they might be retired hoes too, though.
I don't know. Because recently... Me and Prince had a very good experience. This is before you.
But
she hasn't even seen that.
Yo, that was like a major homo.
Yeah, my memory.
Yeah, that was both of y'all friends.
Yeah,
that's both of y'all friends.
Nothing. Hey, that was
both. That was both of y'all friends.
It was my ex and my sister. Everybody else I ain't know, and it was Prince.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably let Tiana go on a trip. But I feel like me saying she knows she losing has a lot more weight than you saying she knows she losing.
Because
I feel like...
There's a lot of weight right there already.
Disrespectful.
Nah, bro, I feel like... Mika a little ruthless with shit, though.
Yeah.
I feel like Mika a little ruthless.
Don't let the hard shit
fool
y'all. She
gonna just be like,
okay. Yeah, we just throw that out there.
Don't say
that. I'll say that.
She would say bad, but, you know... We all know how tough girls is behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I
feel like Mika...
I know a couple of homegirls that's, you know, the hardest fuck on these niggas. And
be
crying.
I'm not even that hard on
Shaq. I don't think she gonna be that hard, but I just feel like she gonna I don't know. We'll see. Alright, but how do y'all feel about a girl with only male friends? Like, what's worse? A girl with male friends or a guy... A girl with only nigga friends or a guy with only female friends?
I'm gonna speak this out of experience, but from other people that I know this. But look, most of the time, you know, niggas with a whole lot of girlfriends, like homegirls, you know, some people.
Fuck everybody.
No, that's not how it goes most of the time. It's just everything's a moment thing. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with girls with a whole lot of homeboys. One time is going to be a moment thing. Mm-hmm. It's all moments. That's all it is. But, you know, you still can't trust it. Because, you know, some people respect the relationship. Some people don't. So, you don't even know what you're getting out there, all their friends.
So, y'all telling me, out of all y'all homegirls, y'all ain't fucked most of them?
That's not what the question was. I said, what's worse? So we're not throwing anybody under the bus. As a nigga with a whole lot of female friends, I feel like I'm gonna be biased and say girls with a whole lot of nigga friends is way worse than because most of your nigga friends wanna fuck you. Most of my girlfriends don't wanna fuck me.
Yeah, but I feel like, most of them want to, but they're not going to.
But are they fucking? That's a question.
That is a better question. But I mean, you never know. Sometimes
I think it just depends on the person.
You think Drake made cool love just for no reason?
I feel like Drake was that nigga who would get like sloppy
right?
seconds.
He is. And the weekend would get them first.
But once you're like,
you get
them
first and second.
That's my sister.
Drake look better than the weekend too. That's the
first. I was never that nigga with that sister shit though.
You sure?
Yeah, I was hella never that nigga with that sister shit.
Really?
I was more like a cousin. That's my cousin.
A girl never called you a brother?
Hell no, not that I accepted.
I'm good.
Oh, one girl, but she was actually like my sister. But yeah, I was never with that brother sister shit.
I don't think I talked to anyone who called me their brother at one point in their life.
Yeah, you gotta sort of that shit real quick. You gotta get out of that.
I don't think I was on that.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking.
I'm lucky find
only best friend, bestie.
I wasn't on that either.
Best friends be fucking too.
Best friends be hella funny. Yeah. But they be fucking as friends.
That shit be so funny.
Yeah, like it'd be like the quick sack or the quick dick, you know, just to get a relationship, basically.
I ain't never fucked none of my best friends.
You're right. I ain't never fucked none of my best friends either.
Probably made out, but not.
You made out with your best friends, so that's damn near close fucking.
That's not even close.
Yo, mate, if you have a great kissing session with any bitch, your dick not gonna get hard?
That's true, pretty much. That's
I bet you call it kissing session.
Kissing session.
That's borderline.
That your dick not getting hard,
just
bro?
Just because your dick get hard don't you, count as sex.
A girl tugging me, down fire shit, my dick. Close. You know what I'm saying? We got the whole Navy Sea out there. We ready to go.
So when the bitch starts sexting you and said,
"I'm your best friend," and you kissing me, come on.
Nah, but look, that's pretty close. But look, you know what I realized? Naked bitches don't do nothing for me because naked bitches walking around for me don't do nothing for me. Like naked bitches,
I feel like it's not the same though.
It is the same.
I feel like it's not the same though because that one is work and then one is like a girl you like. You worked for them pictures.
Look, they're dancing. I got to pick them up and put them down. They're matter. Literally in front of me.
But those are strippers.
Ass naked.
They're strippers. Strippers just... The whole effect of strippers just doesn't have the same effect.
But look, there's niggas that go to the club, pay for strippers, and walk out hard. Like,
I don't even know how people support the naked hustle, but you know.
If you was on the pole, you would understand. It's a way of life.
Listen to that song, you
would
understand.
But I wouldn't even go on the pole.
But just listen to the song. It'll teach you.
There's some dudes out there that, you know, don't get everything they need from their wife, or they don't be with their wife no more.
Or maybe they don't want their wife no more. Like, at work today,
you telling me you can't get a side?
A side piece?
Why get a side piece?
When you could just get a
strip club, yeah.
Why do you think prostitution is around?
To be honest,
prostitution is mostly guys dressed up as females.
Walk down Sabine night at night. That's all you see.
Nobody needs to.
Well, not walk, just drive.
Nobody needs to drive. Nobody needs to walk down.
Until like a month ago.
You what didn't are you need talking to walk. About?
Back page is still up. All you gotta do is DM.
He was at work in Texas. A nigga got a bitch off back page and got herpes.
That was in October, September.
Yeah,
September.
But herpes still flowing. Did he use a condo?
Huh?
Did he use a condom?
I don't know.
Obviously
I don't
not. That nigga pulled a... Y'all watch Archer?
In Texas, no. I was at a nice 4-star hotel while everybody else was at a motel. Fucking back for you. So I was nowhere near around that shit.
Yeah, this nigga got his prostitute pregnant because... He used a candy wrapper instead of...
prostitute?
This is regular prostitute he calls.
All the time? Okay.
Yeah. He's like, he has to book her most in advance because she's like the most popular.
I'm dead.
He's like...
I'm dead. You see, that's why prostitute is around. That's why stripper is around. The naked hustle is strong.
But like, in Miami, like the naked hustle for niggas that go to the strip club is just a hobby. Like it's not even like something.
Geez, just something to do.
It's yeah, we've been doing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
We've been doing it since GTA 1. I don't know which
one. It's like in Kansas when niggas farm. That's like us. You know, niggas been farming their whole life. We've been at strip clubs our whole life.
Basically, you overextended yourself with that one. You could have said so many other things.
You know, like in Alaska, how they ice fish.
It's not.
Alaska, they ice fish. Miami, you go to a strip club.
No,
it's a hobby, bro.
It is.
You literally can say anything else.
Look, we not paying for pay per view fights. We not paying for UFC.
You
fights.
Could have been like in Cali, they gangbang.
They're strip club. Strip clubs paying for it.
Yeah, it's a hobby. I mostly agree it's a hobby. That's why niggas support. Because you know, niggas do it just to show off to probably impress a bitch, but most of the time niggas that go there, bro, be honest, most of the time they go there, they go to drink, enjoy the music, and if they got some extra bread in their pocket, they pay for like a dance here and there.
Another thing with strippers is like when they see niggas like us, like young men, they don't pay us no attention half the time, especially if you go to like a more Caucasian strip club. They looking for white men in polos.
They're looking for daddies.
They looking for dads. They looking for dads. They not looking for niggas like us at all. So that sort of is why.
Hey, what happens if you walk in and you just start stripping?
If you start stripping?
Yeah. Like, you out. Okay. You ever had to throw first a nigga for stripping?
First of all, I'm not gonna touch you. And if I have to touch you, I'll put on black gloves.
Where you gonna get the black gloves from?
I got black gloves all the time.
Okay, so I got, y'all like crackheads in?
Huh?
Y'all like anybody that covered?
No. Okay. And I'm the nigga to cut the butter. Like, okay. They be coming to me like, yeah, I wanna get a drink. Nah, bro, you gotta go take a shower. You gotta go put on some better clothes. And no sandals. I gotta cut the butt because niggas
nigga,
be like,
you in
nah.
A black shirt and black pants.
Yeah, but niggas stink. That's the first thing I'm gonna tell you, stink. You gotta take a shower. You gotta let them know they stink. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let them know, like, bro, you can't come in.
I'm dead.
Boy, they feel so offended, but they know they stink. They know they stink, and they feel offended.
I'm not the best crackhead ever in my life.
You met the best head crackhead?
Mm-hmm.
How was they the best?
She was the fucking best. Until he started
doing crack
and shit, and I just rolled up my window and left.
Oh, that's not really meeting if you just saw him outside the window.
Oh, no. Like, I knew him.
You know crackheads?
I only knew this one crackhead. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I met him through my ex. He used to clean the track houses for some crack.
Hilarious, right?
Your ex so crack.
Hey, you
everything.
Your ex so crack.
The whole fucking league, bro.
Is this nigga in prison for crack?
He is in prison now.
But for crack?
For all that shit.
I'm dead. That's hilarious. And the crackhead got away scotch free.
Mm-hmm. They all got caught.
That's hilarious.
Even the boss.
Free Mika X.
For what?
I don't know.
He's gonna come back and take him.
He gets out in like, what, 2020?
Yeah. Right, he's gonna be like, oh, okay, cool. You got a jig.
Damn, that's not that long.
It's cool. I had that 17 on me.
I think he took a plea.
Okay. Alright, because that's really short.
I'm not sure
like
short.
He go there,
but he's doing fast, so he gotta do all of that. You gotta remember that. You gotta remember when you're doing fast, you gotta do everything. Every single second, you gotta do that.
You don't get no early behavior?
Nope.
Damn.
No probation.
It's not like regular prison.
But you get good behavior, you leave early, or probation, feds, you doing everything.
Damn.
And they move your ass around, boy.
And they say 20 years, you do it all 20.
Damn.
You
might be in all 50 states.
Damn. All right, so since we were talking about the Naked Hustle and relationships and shit, did any of y'all watch The Royal Wedding?
No.
Do any of y'all care about The Royal Wedding?
Nope. If niggas ain't sleeping outside my wait to see my wedding, I don't give a fuck.
You don't care that the prince married a black girl?
She was black. She was half black.
She's half black.
I only feel bad for her mama, her mama's a shit.
Her mama looked like a Black Panther. I'm not gonna
Her mama hella shitty on the daddy.
Oh yeah,
hella. And the whole family.
They
ain't talked to her.
The dad's.
Yeah, the dad's
side. Yeah,
she shit on everybody.
Yeah, I bet they felt like shit. I bet they felt like shit.
The newsmaker felt like shit.
Yeah,
so shit. That's the only thing good about it.
Even before the wedding, and she was dating him.
Yeah,
she was all up in the news.
Damn, I remember the first time I watched Suits, bro, and I saw her. I was like, damn, this girl fine as fuck.
I'm dead. I didn't know she was in Suits.
She was hella in Suits.
Oh, she was hella bad, dude.
She was hella bad.
She's in like those Hallmark.
Okay. Hey, no one watched that except for women.
She was in Dysfunctional Friends. That's how I know she's black.
Damn, so she was famous before?
She was in Dysfunctional Friends.
She was famous before he started fucking with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Damn, that won't count then.
Why?
She was somewhat famous.
She was somewhat
famous. She wasn't like famous, but yeah.
She was
old.
What was she doing?
She had an afro as a Jew.
The next prince.
She had an afro as a Jew. That's how I knew she was.
The next prince got to get a bitch from the gutter, though.
She was in Dysfunctional Friends. So, you know how black that movie was?
You said the next prince?
Yeah, the next prince. You know what I'm saying? Or the princess.
Dysfunctional Friends had Stacey Dash. But look, had that nigga from Smart Guy.
But think about it, right?
Not the nigga from Scrubs, but the nigga that looked like the nigga from Scrubs.
Yeah.
From Baby Boy.
Yeah. Let them go to school.
They don't have to, though.
Most of them do.
They don't have to do shit. They rule the country. Not only do they rule this country, they rule a bunch of other countries.
Yeah.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Nah, it was funny. It was like Trump didn't get an invitation at all.
Nobody fucks with Trump.
That's funny.
But Kanye West, we don't clean Kanye West no more.
They only invited the Obamas.
Did he go?
No, he said he wasn't gonna go because the president didn't get it. Barack Obama knew he stood the shit.
So
you know Barack was there.
Hey, y'all gonna watch these?
As fuck.
He probably was.
Set the daughters in.
Him and Michelle.
Y'all gonna watch these Barack Obama Netflix movies?
They got like 70 film. No, I heard he's gonna be on
season 3 of 13 Reasons Why.
That's on season 2 already?
Yeah.
Bitch, I didn't go to get a Luke Cage 2 until this year, and y'all got 3 seasons. I feel like that show came out.
I feel like that show came out at the same time.
It just came out.
I swear.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the show. The first episode came out last year. It came out
this year. Like came out last year.
Netflix shows always a year apart.
Yeah, I feel like that was hella a year apart.
Jessica Jones is way like 2 years.
Oh, I guess they didn't put anything out because of you Defenders. Said
Power? Yeah, I'm just waiting on Power. All the black people waiting on Power.
Yeah, Power come out soon.
Punisher came out afterwards or before that.
Hey, speaking of Power, y'all, this story on Power, it's not getting out of hand. It's not getting a little bit...
Nah, it went out of hand once they killed his daughter, but that's about it.
It went out of hand way before.
They murked that girl? Damn.
They murked her. And they put that shit out early, so I had to watch it on Snapchat. Like,
I didn't watch it on Snapchat.
I didn't try to. All I saw was...
Even when it got leaked, all the episodes and shit, Shaq watched it.
I'm hoping they get back on track this season, because last season was a little extra. They need to kill this nigga 50 Cent. This nigga's surviving fires and shit.
What are you talking about? They trying to kill Andre.
They need to kill him first.
They not gonna kill him.
First of all, him and Ghost made up.
If I fade my nigga, I beat his ass and I lock him in a building, and I light the building on fire and he survives, I'm killing him.
He tried to kill his son though.
I'm killing him again.
Hey, wait.
He's not gonna kill him.
While we on this subject of Power, so you know. What's this nigga's name? What's a white guy's name in Power?
Tommy.
Tobias from Black Lightning looks like Tommy.
No, he does.
Yes, he does.
The guy from Black Lightning looks more like you than anything.
Yeah, nigga, he looks like a big lip Tommy, bro.
No, with a beard.
He's black. He's just albino.
He looks more like you than anything.
He looks way more like Tommy. As soon as I watch it, I'm like, why is Tommy on here?
He don't look nothing like Tommy.
I was like, why did you tell me he's fat lips?
He don't look nothing like Tommy.
Don't at all. I think Tommy's gonna overdose in the new season. We'll see.
I feel like these niggas can't die. Alright, is that it? Is that all we got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alright.
You're not supposed to say it.
Yeah, we can say it.
We can say whatever.
If you made it to here, you will realize, nigga. Alright, so this is episode 2 of The Lit, The Loud, and The Lazy. This episode was brought to you by SpongeBob because we get bitches wetter than Bikini Bottom. Deuces!
Yo, what?
What you mean, bro? I saw SpongeBob.
Oh, my.